proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We pick up on our examination of the Olivet Discourse in Matthew chapters 24 and 25, a speech delivered by Jesus Christ as he stood on the Temple Mount. He alluded to an Old Testament prophecy found in the 9th chapter of Daniel, when he said, quote, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place," unquote. This reference in Daniel is at the end of a passage crucial to the proper understanding of what events will befall the Jewish nation during the end times. The angel Gabriel informed that prophet that he, that is to say the prince that shall come, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate," unquote. The book of Daniel made several allusions to this prince that shall come. That potentate was described as a, quote, "king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences," unquote. Someone who will seek to, quote, "change times and laws," unquote. Nevertheless, when he stands up against the Prince of Princes, he will be, quote, "broken without hand," unquote. In the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians, Paul described this individual as, quote, "the son of perdition," unquote. Paul also indicated the nature of what the Savior termed the abomination of desolation. The 13th chapter of Revelation revealed that this prince that shall come will receive worship in the end times from all of those who have rejected Jesus Christ. Who is this individual? None other than the person called Antichrist. So called because this king that shall come will set himself up as an object of worship in the place of Jesus Christ and will oppose Jesus Christ and those who belong to him. Bible commentators have written much about this figure, yet Jesus Christ alluded to him specifically in connection with the act of defiling the temple through the abomination of desolation. Historically, this was foreshadowed 2 centuries before the birth of Christ, when a potentate by the name of Antiochus Epiphanes erected the statue of a Greek deity in the temple, commanding the Jewish people to bow down and worship it. However, the abomination of desolation spoken of in Matthew 24 will take place again, in a more severe form, during the end times. The Lord issued a series of warnings about what to do when the abomination of desolation took place. People living in Judea needed to flee immediately. Such an admonition suggested that the Savior aimed this portion of his discourse at Jews living in Israel during the latter days. He had 2 further warnings to issue the people. Quote, "Woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day," unquote. A pregnant or nursing mother could not travel quickly, nor would the harsh weather afford a convenient time to flee danger. On the Sabbath day, moreover, mass transportation in Israel would cease to operate in accordance with Jewish law, making any kind of a prolonged journey difficult. Yes, Paul cautioned Timothy, quote, "In the last days, perilous times shall come. However, those who have received Jesus Christ the Savior can rejoice because they will not have to experience such travails, such as the abomination of desolation." As Paul pointed out in the 1st chapter of 1 Thessalonians, Jesus Christ has, quote, "delivered us from the wrath to come," a deliverance for which any believer can be thankful. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.